Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Daniel chapter 4, we finished verse 18. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready for us today and you'll follow along with us. In Daniel chapter 4, we'll be beginning with verse 19 as we continue this study of the book of Daniel. And right now, we're in the first six chapters of Daniel, which are historical with prophetic implications. And so you won't want to miss any of this. And so let me encourage you to have pencil and paper and to follow along as we study. Also have pencil and paper so that you can take down our address at the conclusion of the broadcast. If you have a Bible question for us, we'd be happy to try to answer it for you. And if you'll just write us at our physical address or email us, and we will do our best to get an answer back to you as soon as possible. We appreciate your listening, and we want to communicate with you. So please, if you have a Bible question, write us and let us try to answer your question. And then also we ask and we pray that you will join us in praying for our broadcast. We want the broadcast to be scripturally right, doctrinally right, and we want it to reach God's people. We want to see the broadcast expand. Now, we realize that in expanding the broadcast to other stations that it does cost, but we believe that if we pray about it, God will provide. We've not used this venue, and we don't use this venue to beg for money, to ask people to send us money. We always tell people that their money belongs first in their local church, and then only above a tithe as God would direct you. But make sure you have that directing. We do encourage folks to pray for us, though. We want the ministry of the Word to be effective in the hearts and lives of God's people. So pray with us to that end, if you would, and we'd appreciate it so very much. Our announcer gives you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, as well as our physical address. There you can go and listen to radio broadcasts that you may have missed. If you would like to download a broadcast, then instead of going to our website that our announcer gives you, you can go to a different website, which is www.sermonaudio.com. That's one word, sermonaudio.com. Make sure you put the right slash in, Central Baptist. CENTRALBAPTIST. Well, I hope that you will write us, contact us, and listen to our messages over the internet and use them as God would lead you. Now, if you have your Bibles in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 19, I hope that you'll follow along with us there. So far, we see that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he couldn't figure out what the dream meant. He calls his wise men, and they have no idea what it means, although he tells them what the dream is. Finally, Daniel is brought in. I find that kind of comical. I think of the person that looks every way for a solution except to the Lord. You know, they want to get the problem taken care of because they're afraid, well, if I turn to the Lord, I'm going to have to make some commitments and straighten some things out in my life. And it's almost as if Nebuchadnezzar already knows that Daniel's God's man and can give him the answer of the Word of God, but he hopes that he can find a different way. And yet, if he goes to the man of God first, and then he heeds what he says, things would be so much better. And I hope that you will listen to the preaching of the Word, the teaching of the Word via the radio, and allow the Word of God to make a difference in your life. Now, as we look here at verses 19 through 26, we see Daniel as he gives the interpretation from God. Now, this interpretation is not from Daniel. It's from God. And so verse 19 says, "Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. And Belteshazzar answered him and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies." Well, Daniel sits astonished for 1 hour, saying nothing, until Nebuchadnezzar implores him to give the interpretation. Now, friend, no man of God finds it an easy matter to be the bearer of evil tidings. There is no pleasure for this pastor and for any man of God that walks with God. There's no pleasure in being right about the imminent catastrophe that is awaiting people we love. Nebuchadnezzar has become Daniel's friend. Daniel is his prime minister. Now, isn't this interesting? Daniel has been brought as a slave. He was captured, taken from his country, made a eunuch, and yet he has Nebuchadnezzar's best interest in mind. What a true Christian spirit, not rendering evil for evil. And so Daniel, because he is the leader, loves him. Now, does Daniel agree with the things that Nebuchadnezzar does? It's almost like one person being a very staunch conservative Republican and another person being a very staunch liberal Democrat. Well, they're as different as day and night. And yet, that's the difference between Daniel, who loves God, and this Nebuchadnezzar. And yet, the Bible tells Daniel to love his leaders, to follow his leaders, and to pray for them. And so that's what Daniel's doing. And he's been a good man, and just because he loves them and tries to seek his best out doesn't mean that he endorses everything that Nebuchadnezzar does. By the way, as a Christian, you may not like a president, you may not like a leader in your state or in your community, but you're not to render evil. You're not to undermine him, but you are to pray for him. If you think that he's wrong scripturally, share with him the Word of God. Write your thoughts, mail it to him, and let them know how you feel. Now, it's interesting here, as we look at this dream. The first dream that Nebuchadnezzar had exalted him. He was made a head of gold in Daniel chapter 2, and his would be the most prestigious kingdom. And it so impressed Nebuchadnezzar that he made an image of gold to honor himself. And oh, that first dream had so exalted Nebuchadnezzar. This dream will debase Nebuchadnezzar publicly. This dream will make the haters and enemies of Nebuchadnezzar glad. But again, Daniel has love in his heart for this man that has made him a slave and a eunuch, and has basically yanked him out of his own country. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, we read, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ." Daniel speaks the truth in love to Nebuchadnezzar. And that's what he's going to do over these next few verses. Now, we should not enjoy when there is a need to preach about hell and judgment. But as we speak of hell and judgment to come, we need to speak that truth in love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, it says, "Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth." And there are people that just like to gossip. And all the gossip they say may be true, but they rejoice to tell it. And they want to share it with others. Isn't it a shame that we can get Christians to tell without prompting the downfallings of others, but they won't tell others about the saving grace, the restoring grace, the forgiving grace of our God? And usually when a Christian gossips more than they witness, they're backslidden. They're not a very good Christian. You find one with a critical spirit. You find one with a complaining spirit. That's a person that if they're saved, they're not good Christians. They simply don't know what love is about. Now, if anyone had a reason to complain, taken from his homeland, made a eunuch, a slave, Daniel, oh, he could have been critical, found fault, been down, gossiped about the life that Nebuchadnezzar lived. But you see, when God's love is in your heart, you seek to bring others to repentance and faith. Now, as we look on here, then, in Daniel chapter 4, we see verse 20 through 22. And Daniel starts talking about the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, "The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation, it is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto the heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth." Now, here is the interpretation concerning the tree. Now, scriptures have shown trees to represent a number of things. For an example, it's represented saved people in Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The Bible has likened a tree to a nation. The fig tree has been likened to Israel. For example, Matthew 24, verse 32 and 33. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.